观众朋友们，大家好，今天是5月8号，星期五，欢迎收看《美国观察》。美国国务卿蓬佩奥表示说，中国掌握着关于新冠病毒起源的关键信息。他最近还表示说，有大量的证据显示病毒起源于武汉的一个实验室，而北京方面则称他的说法是出于政治目的。来看报道。
新冠病毒在武汉开始爆发似乎没有争议，争议是病毒如何爆发的。星期三，国务卿蓬佩奥受到了记者的强烈质疑，因为他最近称有大量证据表明该病毒起源于武汉的一个实验室。
Here's how this could get solved really quickly. The Chinese Communist Party could do what they're committed to do under their obligations to the World Health Organization to be transparent, to be open, to do the simple things that nations all around the world do to make sure that pandemics like this don't get out of control.
与此同时，中国外交部在北京再次谴责蓬佩奥的言论，指责他操弄国内政治。
蓬佩奥先生反复地讲，但他就拿不出证据来。他怎么拿出证据来？因为根本就没有。所以我想在这个问题上应该交给科学家和疫控专家去回答这个问题，而不是由政客出于国内政治的需要去继续的撒谎。
包括德国、英国和澳大利亚在内的其他国家也希望获得有关武汉爆发病毒的更多信息。蓬佩奥星期三表示，中国应该让其科学家出来说话。
China is still refusing to share the information we need to keep people safe, such as viral isolates, clinical specimens, and details about the many COVID-19 patients in December 2019, not to mention patient zero.
蓬佩奥说，他要求中国透明化的呼吁与政治无关，而是关乎挽救生命。美国之音塞内报道。
美国总统特朗普拒绝谈论是否会以增加关税来惩罚中国隐瞒新冠病毒疫情。不过他表示将在未来2周内公布中国是否遵守美中贸易协定。我们来看美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅的报道。
截至美国时间5月7号星期四中午为止，美国境内感染新型冠状病毒的确诊人数达到了126万人，而死亡人数大约是75000人。那么星期四的中午呢，白宫的副发言人吉德利则是发出了声明，说有一名这个总统的贴身侍从官确诊了新型冠状病毒。不过呢，特朗普总统还有这个彭斯副总统目前都是呈阴性的反应。那美国劳工部呢，在星期四也发出了最新的就业报告，上个星期有大约317万人第一次申请了失业保险。那么从开始实施居家令7个星期以来，已经有3300万人申请了失业，而在4月25号截止的失业率估计是15.5%。特朗普总统星期三在白宫当中会见了爱奥华州的州长雷诺斯。有记者问到是否将以关税作为惩罚中国隐瞒新冠疫情的手段，特朗普表示现在不愿意谈这个。那么被问到呢，对中国在第一阶段贸易协议的执行是否满意，特朗普则是做出了回答。我们看一下特朗普总统在白宫是怎么说的。
One follow-up on China, sir. Related to intelligence, but more specifically to how you will respond to China. You've talked about tariffs.Would you like to put tariffs on China as a punishment, or would it be more related to China not actually...
I don't want to talk about that now.
Okay.
We're in the midst of some very big things, so I just don't want to talk about that now.
Are you satisfied with China in terms of how it's fulfilling the trade deal, phase one?
I will be able to report on that the end of next week. They're buying a lot of farm product, but are they buying to...the level that they were supposed to. You know, they were going to buy $50 billion worth. The most they ever did was 15 or 16, and now they're going to 50, anywhere between 40 and 50 in terms of farm, but $250 billion overall. That's some that never happened. No president has ever even talked about anything like that. It's about time. But I'll be able to report in about a week or two as to not only with the farmers, but with many other industries also. Okay?
美国农业部长普渡部长呢，当时也在白宫当中。那么他就接着特朗普总统的话说呢，他说这个农业部将会在本星期五宣布中国购买美国农产品的数据。根据彭博社报道呢，下个星期美国的财政部长穆努钦将会与中国的这个所谓的贸易谈判的代表，也是中国国务院副总理刘鹤来通电话，商讨美中贸易的现况。那么根据第一阶段贸易协议呢，双方应该是每6个月要通一次话，那这一次呢是提早了。 那星期四的股市呢，也因为疫情的减缓，美国国会还有联邦政府推出了纾困的方案而有所上扬，同时也看到了各州开始重启了经济等等的因素。那么星期四呢，美国的美联社独家报道说，因应各州开始重启经济活动，美国疾管中心原本要公布一份17页的重启经济活动指南架构，来协助地方官员、百姓还有商家来因应开放经济之后的疫情处理。不过呢，这份指南却遭到了白宫的冷冻。以上是美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅发自白宫前的报道。
特朗普总统收回了他此前所说的将解散白宫新冠病毒工作小组的说法。他星期三表示说，工作小组将会继续存在，不过工作重点将会转向疫苗研发和重开经济。来看报道。
随着美国新冠死亡人数上升到72000多人，特朗普总统表示，白宫应对新冠病毒工作小组将无限期继续下去。
I thought we could wind it down sooner, but I had no idea how popular the task force is until actually yesterday.
特朗普说，他计划再增加几名小组成员，并把工作组的重点转向重启经济。但是专家们表示，在新冠大流行的现阶段，美国应把公共卫生置于经济之上。
Really important, that the genesis of this not, be with the idea that we are now over the public health emergency and we can just focus on the economic recovery. We're still in the midst of the first wave of the pandemic here in the United States, with approximately 25,000 new cases every day, and nearly 1,500.Almost 2,000 deaths daily.
工作小组成立于一月底，负责美国政府应对和减缓新冠病毒传播的工作。彭斯副总统一个月后被任命为小组负责人。小组成员福契医生和伯克斯医生都是受人敬重和信任的人物。
The fact that there is at least one body that we know we can turn to for guidance, that's issuing guidelines, that's issuing policies, that's vetting information is really useful.
特朗普说，扩容后的工作小组还将把重点放在疫苗研发上。虽然特朗普政府本周早些时候拒绝参加欧盟委员会领衔的疫苗研发网络会议，但是特朗普表示，美国正在与其他国家合作。
Whoever gets it first, my hat's off to them. We're not looking for first, second, or third. We're looking to get a vaccine that works.And progress has been made.
美国制药公司辉瑞表示，他们已经开始在美国启动新冠疫苗初期人体试验。如果疫苗在试验中被证明安全有效，可能有望在今年年底上市。美国之音维达库斯瓦拉华盛顿报道。
特朗普总统阻止了美国传染病专家福契医生出席民主党控制的众议院的听证会，不过他下个星期将会出席共和党控制的参议院的听证会。来看报道。
随着美国一些州开始放宽封锁措施，一些人向立法者发出警告，表示死亡人数还会上升。
There will be tragically at least 100,000 deaths from COVID by the end of this month.
随着国会在华盛顿复会，更多关于美国处理疫情的疑问出现。
Should the country be reopening now? Are we ready?Is it irresponsible to open the economy without adequate testing?
美国各地都有示威者抗议因应新冠疫情的封锁措施，这是美国就公共卫生和避免经济崩溃之间的平衡展开更大辩论的明显迹象。
Even though the fight against COVID-19 is far from over, keeping businesses closed and workers at home is not a sustainable option for the long term.Our economies need to get moving again, and Americans need to get back to work.
公共卫生专家说，只要有合适的资源，这是可行的。
Even as we move towards reopening and as some states make that decision, we still need to be focusing on increasing our capacities to do diagnostic testing and to do contact tracing. The window we have to implement those interventions is still open.
不过，国会民主党人表示，特朗普政府没有全国性的测试策略，也未能向医护人员提供个人防护设备。特朗普总统对美国广播公司说，资源匮乏应归咎于前总统奥巴马。
The last administration left us nothing. We didn't have ventilators, we didn't have medical equipment, we didn't have testing.
随着民主党人加大对白宫回应疫情的调查，以及将听取一位政府高级科学家发出的不满，这些言论下周将受到更多检查。里克·布莱特医生将作证特朗普总统有关疟疾药物可治疗冠状病毒的声称，误导公众。美国之音吉普森华盛顿报道。
还在使用旧版的手机应用程序吗？美国之音新版应用程序上线了，界面更友好，内容更丰富，支持苹果和安卓客户端，适用于手机及各类平板电脑。旧版程序于1月15日正式下线，快去免费下载新版本吧。
台湾的抗疫模式被认为是全球成功的典范，美国政府也在加强与台湾的合作，推行台湾模式的民主抗疫。来看美国之音记者钟晨芳的报道。
美国国务院负责民主、人权及劳工事务助理国务卿罗伯特·德斯特罗最近在美国、台湾和日本在全球合作及训练架构下，共同在台北通过网络平台举办的抗击新冠病毒疫情假信息工作坊，从他在美国维吉尼亚家中通过视频对参加工作坊的各国代表发表开幕式讲话。德斯特罗说，台湾正在以他如何应对新冠肺炎领导印太地区，台湾是世界的启发，所有人都在从台湾模式中学习，这是一个在抗击病毒时凸显出民主体制明显要比威权政权更占上风的事实。德斯特罗说，当中国限制新闻和信息流通，对那些试图分享救命数据和事实的人噤声，最后根本直接撒谎和隐瞒时，台湾却每天都举行记者会，向民众提供关于病毒最及时的信息。他理解到，台湾的卫生福利部部长陈时中已经成为有如摇滚明星一般，他那些勇敢大胆的表现展现出政府真正接受问责。德斯特罗指出，台湾与中国的做法对比非常清楚，中华人民共和国官员一直在积极进行假信息活动，试图对新冠病毒的起源和对中国的影响制造混淆，美国和台湾都是这些假信息的目标，而台湾对这种手法更为熟悉，因为中国长期都在对台湾发动假信息活动，尤其在台湾选举时更是如此。德斯特罗说，如果全世界能够遵循台湾模式，包括透明化和抗击假信息所需的及时沟通，所有人在抗击这个距离结束还很遥远的新冠肺炎疫情时，都可以处在一个更好地位，并且可以携手合作，恢复它对人们的社区和商业造成的损害。美国在台协会说，与会人士在一个虚拟视频会议室中讨论了关于疫情假信息的趋势，分享经验和最佳做法，也寻求机会更深化国际合作，以抗击新冠疫情假信息。美国在台协会上星期也开始在其脸书上启动到世界卫生大会5月中召开的倒计时。贴文中说，美国坚信台湾在世界卫生扮演重要的角色，应该以观察员身份受邀参加世界卫生大会。除了美国之外，日本、澳大利亚、英国、法国、德国、加拿大都有政要公开表态支持台湾成为世卫大会的观察员。美国之音记者钟晨芳、钟瑞哲的报道。
重启马里兰组织在脸书上有20000多成员，最近他们连续组织了2场集会，要求马里兰政府重开经济。来看报道。
Thank you. I'm handing out the Constitution because too many of us have forgotten what it is. It is very simple.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, young lady, how are you?
The center of political philosophy is the United States Constitution.
Constitution.
This event is to show the diversity in Maryland. Eastern Shore and Western Maryland and Southern Maryland, so, actually, are separated from the central corridor of Baltimore, D.C. So a general principle at this point that we want Maryland opened up. In the meantime, and not a three-phased approach that ends in 21, we want it opened up now. We want to know the data. We want to have the liberty to make our own decisions. And we want this tested in Western and Eastern Maryland.
This is family. This is America. This is community. This is neighbors. This is America. We spend more and more in education and not getting results. This is not America. All those decisions have led to this, where one man can decide who's essential and who's non-essential. It is tyranny. So today, we're going to connect the Western and the Eastern Shore. Yes. We're going to pick up riders down in Central Maryland. And we're going to go down to Salisbury. So be respectful, yes, be mindful, yes, and be righteous, because this is a time for a righteous anger.
Yes.
American,
yes,
anger. Yes. America that will be heard. You're America. Thank you.
I estimated about 250 people at the rally up there today. We kept a convoy that just drove 3 hours. So we know that this virus is real. We know that it kills certain segments of our society, the elderly, those with compromised systems. We've identified those.
It's lifted because who saw the supporters along the road all the way from Frederick to here? Here, let's give it up.
Right here in Salisbury, I talked to a government official Friday. As an example, their chicken industry is being heavy hit. So the question is, why is the chicken industry being heavy hit, but I can see a Walmart with 400 people in it right now? Why is that not happening at Walmart? Well, the answer is because the chicken people stand elbow to elbow. Well, we can fix that. We can engineer that. You can put something between them. You can spread them out. There's a lot of things you can do to help ease that impact. That's a solution.
An informed decision on the data they give us.
And if the government wants to help, provide funding to allow business to adapt and stay open. That's where the government can help. Who's the government to say who's essential and tell a business it can't open anymore? That's what we call a taking. It's not legal. We'll take it to the courts and we'll win.
Open up! Open up! Open up!
We had a federal congressman today cite the Constitution.
You get your name and address to our office, I'm going to court with you.
You're filing a grievance with your federally elected congressman.
Because this kind of rally can't exist in communist China. It can't be done in North Korea. But this is not communist China. This is not North Korea. This is America, and you deserve the right to be heard. In fact, you don't deserve it. It is your right to be heard.
So I'm an independent. This is an apolitical movement. There are Trump supporters here. I would assume that there are Biden supporters here.
Since when in this country are you forbidden to criticize the government?
We're not.
Well, now it appears we might not be.
I'm here today. If I get sick, it's on me. I made an informed decision. America is about self-accountability.
美国的新冠疫情对于食品分销系统产生了严重的冲击。美国的许多农场主不得不销毁农作物。不过，他们现在也在想办法把这些食物送到有需要的人手中。农民们在生菜地里犁过，这些生菜本应送往餐馆，而现在餐馆要么已经关闭，要么只做外卖。 这是美国各州州长下令为应对新冠疫情而采取的部分隔离措施。美国奶农们则销毁牛奶或者降低产量，原因是学校的午餐基本停止。With
the school shutdown is a big effect. The number one consumer of fluid milk in America is a school lunch program. So another hit on dairy there, and then also in produce as well. You know, you're talking 15-25 million meals a week.
与此同时， 农民因食品出口停止，收入也受损失。
Dairy products are exported to China, Mexico, the Southeast Pacific Rim, and as those Asian countries have had to react to their own quarantines, we've seen almost a complete stop at our ports.
除了这个问题之外，牛奶和农产品无法迅速转运。
because we're processing a very perishable commodity, you have to take the milk directly from the farm to the processor with just a few short hours to spare. It has to be refrigerated. It has to be temperature controlled the entire time.
食品市场和许多农贸市场都在营业。生产和加工厂商表示，他们正努力把农产品送到需要的地方。
The farmers are looking for a place to send the food, trying to sell food, and then of course we see a 50% increase in people turning to food banks for assistance and simply not able to get the crops to them.
食品分销链的突然变化再次阻碍了相关的努力。在美国几个肉类加工厂发生重大新冠疫情后，联邦和州政府官员表示，他们正在努力确保食品供应安全。农民和其他企业主一样，已经获得了联邦政府的帮助来度过这场危机。
A thousand things have to go right, to have a good year, and only one thing has to go wrong to have a back-breaking year or a bankruptcy year, and then that's the fear that this could be that one thing. No one anticipated this.
没有人知道美国和食品产业需要多长时间恢复正常。美国之音记者奥萨利文，洛杉矶报道。
今年的五月八日是第二次世界大战欧洲胜利日的75周年，我们跟随镜头一起去回顾历史。
美国参战三年后，欢欣鼓舞地迎来了欧洲战线的胜利。随着世界不断发现纳粹暴行的程度，太平洋地区继续跟日本进行激烈的战斗，冲突造成6000万人死亡。盟军的胜利来之不易，他的成功源于许多大大小小的决定。
A lot of decisions by individuals, individual presidents, individuals on battlefields, ship commanders.
纳粹主义的威胁促成了原本不太可能的盟友伙伴关系。
Talk about disparate, America, Britain, the Soviet Union getting together to destroy Germany and its minions in Europe, and eventually the Japanese Empire as well. It's a great example of how a coalition should work.
战后欧洲从灰烬中崛起，得到了重建，部分源于美国马歇尔计划和渴望欧洲统一的新期盼。
And a lot of the transformations in Europe, the institutions that we see, came out of both the need to rebuild after World War II and the sense that the Europeans no longer after the war felt like they could do it on their own. They had to have help.
对许多人来说，美国成为了榜样。
Today, in the world of freedom, the proudest boast is, Ich bin ein Berliner.
美国提倡设立国际机构。
With things like the United Nations, with setting up the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, and basically pegging the world economy to the US dollar.
在新的冷战中，美国与苏联和共产党中国为敌，紧张局势加剧了。今天随着新民族主义的兴起，许多国家正在转向各自的内部事务。
There's a question whether traditional American values like free trade are really working in our favor anymore. So there's definitely been a change in attitude from the generation in 1945.
随着美国制造业的大量流失和疫情大流行，这是一个重新评估的时期。
Now when we don't have enough drugs being made here in the U.S., when we don't have enough masks, enough protective equipment, we're looking at it and realizing this is a lot like a wartime situation from a production standpoint.
在回顾欢庆和团结的纪念日时，现在所面对的重点已经是非常不同的挑战了。美国之音记者奥萨利文，洛杉矶报道。
新冠疫情的封锁措施，马拉松等许多比赛不得不取消。不过，这并不意味着参赛者们没有办法参加比赛，只不过程序变得更加复杂了。
尽管采取了严格的隔离措施，但热爱运动和跑步的人们找到了一种独特的竞争方式。仍有比赛要进行，但这是一项孤单的练习，有时是在跑步者的后院进行。当今，在线比赛变得越来越流行，并且有许多平台允许跑步者报名。 画面上的这个就是其中之一。
A lot of races either turn themselves into virtual races or put out new events that are virtual right now, much more so than normal. And I think that the reason that's happening is that people are looking for ways to stay active, and they're looking for communities and a way to bring people together.
虚拟竞赛并不新鲜，它让参与者能够在方便的时间和地点进行一定距离的赛跑，然后分享结果，可以通过连接到 GPS 的特殊应用程序跟踪他们的进度。比赛完成以后，他们将结果发给竞赛组织者，竞赛组织者宣布获奖名单，并颁发奖牌和赠品。波特·布拉滕在华盛顿州有12年上下的组织竞赛的经验，由于新冠病毒大流行而取消了赛跑和马拉松比赛，这时他决定将所有内容转换为在线空间，这就是他的慈善机构社交距离赛跑诞生的机缘。
For this race that we just closed registration for last night, we did a fundraiser for the Global Giving Coronavirus Relief Fund. So the total donation, which I just made this morning, was$18,400 for the global giving. So that's one purpose. Another thing we're doing is that we're taking some of the proceeds from the race and we're using them to do some grants for small businesses. So the runners are able to nominate a small business that they think needs some help.
麦克·沃迪安是不想放弃跑步激情的运动员之一，他赢得了隔离检疫后院超级赛，成为了65个国家和地区的2300名跑步者中的佼佼者。这位弗吉尼亚州阿灵顿市的居民连续跑了两天半，全长422公里，几乎就是绕着他的房子跑。
I have had the opportunity to, I think, run almost 500 races from, you know, 1 mile to, you know, 400 kilometers across the Gobi Desert, carrying all your stuff on your back.To races across the Sahara Desert in Africa, to marathons in the North Pole and Antarctica. And I'd say probably, you know, incredible events was this backyard ultra that I did about 50 feet from my house.
但是并非所有的运动员都是经验丰富的专业人士。一个名为健康儿童系列跑的非营利组织为2到14岁的年轻跑步者组织在线比赛。
And we attract kids that maybe are lacking some self-confidence or self-esteem or maybe a little overweight. And this program allows them to run their race and really experience success.
在线应用程序开发人员表示，多日竞赛最近变得越来越流行，无论竞技运动在疫情之前给人留下什么印象，现在它无疑正成为新的热潮。美国之音记者莫斯卡尔科夫华盛顿报道。
在美国大多数的州，新冠封锁仍在持续，夏威夷的一位市长想出了一个好办法，可以把他的社区团结在一起，我们一起去看一看。
夏威夷考爱岛市市长德里克·卡瓦卡米邀请您参加一个娱乐之夜。
It really started with my wife, who's she's a sixth grade middle school teacher, and her primary concern was that there's some kids out there where the safest place for them to be is at school.
Welcome to another stay home koi.
卡瓦卡米在每晚的新冠病毒宵禁期间感到无聊，因此开始制作社交媒体视频。
This is who I am as a person. You know, I'm not your typical mayor.
So tonight, folks, we're doing a lava lamp.
他用自己动手的工艺纸牌魔术来吸引观众，并展示如何用旧的 T 恤衫改做口罩。他说，这可以平衡市长和普通人的生活。
Makes my heart smile that people accept me for who I am. And I think that's the message I'm getting out to people is that feel comfortable in your own skin, don't try to fit anybody's mold, and follow your own arrow.
这位42岁的市长说，他希望他的视频有助于打破隔离期间的烦闷，同时让社区民众团结在一起。美国之音阿拉巴萨迪华盛顿报道。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们明天节目再见。 们，大家好，今天是5月8号，星期五，欢迎收看《美国观察》。美国国务卿蓬佩奥表示说，中国掌握着关于新冠病毒起源的关键信息。他最近还表示说，有大量的证据显示病毒起源于武汉的一个实验室，而北京方面则称他的说法是出于政治目的。来看报道。
新冠病毒在武汉开始爆发似乎没有争议，争议是病毒如何爆发的。星期三，国务卿蓬佩奥受到了记者的强烈质疑，因为他最近称有大量证据表明该病毒起源于武汉的一个实验室。
Here's how this could get solved really quickly. The Chinese Communist Party could do what they're committed to do under their obligation to the World Health Organization to be transparent, to be open, to do the simple things that nations all around the world do to make sure that pandemics like this don't get out of control.
与此同时，中国外交部在北京再次谴责蓬佩奥的言论，指责他操弄国内政治。
蓬佩奥先生反复地讲，但他就拿不出证据来，他怎么拿出证据来？因为根本就没有。所以我想在这个问题上应该交给科学家和疫控专家去回答这个问题，而不是由政客出于国内政治的需要去继续的撒谎。
包括德国、英国和澳大利亚在内的其他国家也希望获得有关武汉爆发病毒的更多信息。蓬佩奥星期三表示，中国应该让其科学家出来说话。
China is still refusing to share the information we need to keep people safe, such as viral isolates, clinical specimens, and details about the many COVID-19 patients in December 2019, not to mention patient zero.
蓬佩奥说，他要求中国透明化的呼吁与政治无关，而是关乎挽救生命。美国之音塞内报道。
美国总统特朗普拒绝谈论是否会以增加关税来惩罚中国隐瞒新冠病毒疫情，不过他表示将在未来两周内公布中国是否遵守美中贸易协定。我们来看美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅的报道。
截至美国时间5月7号星期四中午为止，美国境内感染新型冠状病毒的确诊人数达到了126万人，而死亡人数大约是75000人。那么星期四的中午呢，白宫的副发言人吉德利则是发出了声明，说有一名这个总统的贴身侍从官确诊了新型冠状病毒。不过呢，特朗普总统还有这个彭斯副总统目前都是呈阴性的反应。那美国劳工部呢，在星期四也发出了最新的就业报告，上个星期有大约317万人第一次申请了失业保险。那么从开始实施居家令7个星期以来，已经有3300万人申请了失业，而在4月25号截止的失业率估计是15.5%。特朗普总统星期三在白宫当中会见了爱奥华州的州长雷诺斯，有记者问到是否将以关税作为惩罚中国隐瞒新冠疫情的手段，特朗普表示现在不愿意谈这个。那么被问到呢，对中国在第一阶段贸易协议的执行是否满意，特朗普则是做出了回答。我们看一下特朗普总统在白宫是怎么说的。
One follow-up on China, sir, related to intelligence, but more specifically to how you will respond to China. You've talked about tariffs. Would you like to put tariffs on China as a punishment, or would it be more related to China not actually...
I don't want to talk about that now. Okay. We're in the midst of some very big things, so I just don't want to talk about that now.
Are you satisfied with China in terms of how it's fulfilling the trade deal, the phase one?
I will be able to report on that the end of next week. They're buying a lot of...farm product, but are they buying to the level that they were supposed to? You know, they're going to buy $50 billion worth. The most they ever did was 15 or 16, and now they're going to 50, anywhere between 40 and 50 in terms of farm, but $250 billion overall. That's some that never happened. No president has ever even talked about anything like that. It's about time. But I'll be able to report in about a week or two as to...Not only with the farmers, but with many other industries also. Okay.
美国农业部长普杜部长呢，当时也在白宫当中。那么他就接着特朗普总统的话说呢，他说这个农业部将会在本星期五宣布中国购买美国农产品的数据。根据彭博社报道呢，下个星期美国的财政部长穆努钦将会与中国的这个所谓的贸易谈判的代表，也是中国国务院副总理刘鹤来通电话，商讨美中贸易的现况。那么根据第一阶段贸易协议呢，双方应该是每6个月要通一次话，那这一次呢是提早了。 那星期四的股市呢，也因为疫情的减缓，美国国会还有联邦政府推出了纾困的方案而有所上扬，同时也看到了各州开始重启了经济等等的因素。那么星期四呢，美国的美联社独家报道说，因应各州开始重启经济活动，美国疾管中心原本要公布一份17页的重启经济活动指南架构，来协助地方官员、百姓还有商家来因应开放经济之后的疫情处理。不过呢，这份指南却遭到了白宫的冷冻。以上是美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅发自白宫前的报道。
特朗普总统收回了他此前所说的将解散白宫新冠病毒工作小组的说法。他星期三表示说，工作小组将会继续存在，不过工作重点将会转向疫苗研发和重开经济。来看报道。
随着美国新冠死亡人数上升到72000多人，特朗普总统表示，白宫应对新冠病毒工作小组将无限期继续下去。
I thought we could wind it down sooner, but I had no idea how popular the task force is until actually yesterday.
特朗普说，他计划再增加几名小组成员，并把工作组的重点转向重启经济。但是专家们表示，在新冠大流行的现阶段，美国应把公共卫生置于经济之上。
Really important, that the genesis of this not, be with the idea that we are now over the public health emergency and we can just focus on the economic recovery. We're still in the midst of the first wave of the pandemic here in the United States, with approximately 25,000 new cases every day, and nearly 1,500.Almost 2,000 deaths daily.
工作小组成立于一月底，负责美国政府应对和减缓新冠病毒传播的工作。彭斯副总统一个月后被任命为小组负责人。小组成员福奇医生和伯克斯医生都是受人敬重和信任的人物。
The fact that there is at least one body that we know we can turn to for guidance, that's issuing guidelines, that's issuing policies, that's vetting information is really useful.
特朗普说，扩容后的工作小组还将把重点放在疫苗研发上。虽然特朗普政府本周早些时候拒绝参加欧盟委员会领衔的疫苗研发网络会议，但是特朗普表示，美国正在与其他国家合作。
Whoever gets it first, my hat's off to them. We're not looking for first, second, or third. We're looking to get a vaccine that works.And progress has been made.
美国制药公司辉瑞表示，他们已经开始在美国启动新冠疫苗初期人体试验。如果疫苗在试验中被证明安全有效，可能有望在今年年底上市。美国之音维达库斯瓦拉华盛顿报道。
特朗普总统阻止了美国传染病专家福奇医生出席民主党控制的众议院的听证会，不过他下个星期将会出席共和党控制的参议院的听证会。来看报道。
随着美国一些州开始放宽封锁措施，一些人向立法者发出警告，表示死亡人数还会上升。
There will be tragically at least 100,000 deaths from COVID by the end of this month.
随着国会在华盛顿复会，更多关于美国处理疫情的疑问出现。
Should the country be reopening now? Are we ready?Is it irresponsible to open the economy without adequate testing?
美国各地都有示威者抗议因应新冠疫情的封锁措施，这是美国就公共卫生和避免经济崩溃之间的平衡展开更大辩论的明显迹象。
Even though the fight against COVID-19 is far from over, keeping businesses closed and workers at home is not a sustainable option for the long term.Our economies need to get moving again, and Americans need to get back to work.
公共卫生专家说，只要有合适的资源，这是可行的。
Even as we move towards reopening and as some states make that decision, we still need to be focusing on increasing our capacities to do diagnostic testing and to do contact tracing. Mm-hmm. The window we have to implement those interventions is still open.
不过，国会民主党人表示，特朗普政府没有全国性的测试策略，也未能向医护人员提供个人防护设备。特朗普总统对美国广播公司说，资源匮乏应归咎于前总统奥巴马。
The last administration left us nothing. We didn't have ventilators, we didn't have medical equipment, we didn't have testing.
随着民主党人加大对白宫回应疫情的调查，以及将听取一位政府高级科学家发出的不满，这些言论下周将受到更多检查。里克·布莱特医生将作证特朗普总统有关疟疾药物可治疗冠状病毒的声称误导公众。美国精英吉普森华盛顿报道。
还在使用旧版的手机应用程序吗？美国之音新版应用程序上线了，界面更友好，内容更丰富，支持苹果和安卓客户端，适用于手机及各类平板电脑。旧版程序于1月15日正式下线，快去免费下载新版本吧。
抗疫模式被认为是全球成功的典范，美国政府也在加强与台湾的合作，推行台湾模式的民主抗疫。来看美国之音记者钟晨芳的报道。
美国国务院负责民主、人权及劳工事务助理国务卿罗伯特·德斯特罗最近在美国、台湾和日本在全球合作及训练架构下，共同在台北通过网络平台举办的抗击新冠病毒疫情假信息工作坊，从他在美国维吉尼亚家中通过视频对参加工作坊的各国代表发表开幕式讲话。德斯特罗说，台湾正在以他如何应对新冠肺炎领导印太地区，台湾是世界的启发，所有人都在从台湾模式中学习，这是一个在抗击病毒时凸显出民主体制明显要比威权政权更占上风的事实。德斯特罗说，当中国限制新闻和信息流通，对那些试图分享救命数据和事实的人噤声，最后根本直接撒谎和隐瞒时，台湾却每天都举行记者会，向民众提供关于病毒最及时的信息。他理解到台湾的卫生福利部部长陈时中已经成为有如摇滚明星一般，他那些勇敢大胆的表现展现出政府真正接受问责。德斯特罗指出，台湾与中国的做法对比非常清楚，中华人民共和国官员一直在积极进行假信息活动，试图对新冠病毒的起源和对中国的影响制造混淆，美国和台湾都是这些假信息的目标，而台湾对这种手法更为熟悉，因为中国长期都在对台湾发动假信息活动，尤其在台湾选举时更是如此。德斯特罗说，如果全世界能够遵循台湾模式，包括透明化和抗击假信息所需的及时沟通，所有人在抗击这个距离结束还很遥远的新冠肺炎疫情时，都可以处在一个更好地位，并且可以携手合作，恢复它对人们的社区和商业造成的损害。美国在台协会说，与会人士在一个虚拟视频会议室中讨论了关于疫情假信息的趋势，分享经验和最佳做法，也寻求机会更深化国际合作，以抗击新冠疫情假信息。美国在台协会上星期也开始在其脸书上启动到世界卫生大会五月中召开的倒计时。贴文中说，美国坚信台湾在世界卫生扮演重要的角色，应该以观察员身份受邀参加世界卫生大会。除了美国之外，日本、澳大利亚、英国、法国、德国、加拿大都有政要公开表态支持台湾成为世卫大会的观察员。美国之音记者钟晨芳、钟瑞哲的报道。
重启马里兰组织在脸书上有20000多成员，最近他们连续组织了2场集会，要求马里兰政府重开经济。来看报道。
I'm handing out the Constitution because too many of us have forgotten what it is. It is very simple.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, young lady, how are you?
The center of political philosophy is the United States Constitution.
Constitution.
This event is to show the diversity in Maryland Eastern Shore and Western Maryland and Southern Maryland, actually, are separated from the central corridor of Baltimore, D.C. So a general principle at this point that we want Maryland opened up. In the meantime, and not a three-phased approach that ends in 21, we want it opened up now. We want to know the data. We want to have the liberty to make our own decisions, and we want this tested in Western and Eastern Maryland.
I've been doing this a long time. This is family. This is America. This is community. This is neighbors. This is America. We spend more and more on education and not getting results. This is not America. All those decisions have led to this, where one man can decide who's essential and who's non-essential. It is tyranny. So today, we're going to connect the Western and the Eastern Shore. Yes. We're going to pick up riders down in Central Maryland. And we're going to go down to Salisbury. So be respectful, yes, be mindful, yes, and be righteous, because this is a time for a righteous anger.
Yes.
American,
yes,
anger.
Yes.
America that will be heard. Your America. Thank you.
I estimated about 250 people at the rally up there today. We kept a convoy that just drove 3 hours. So we know that this virus is real. We know that it kills certain segments of our society, the elderly, those with compromised systems. We've identified those.
It's lifted because who saw the supporters along the road all the way from Frederick to here? Here, let's give it up.
Right here in Salisbury, I talked to a government official Friday. As an example, their chicken industry is being heavy hit. So the question is, why is the chicken industry being heavy hit when I can see a Walmart with 400 people in it right now? Why is that not happening at Walmart? Well, the answer is because the chicken people stand elbow to elbow. Well, we can fix that. We can engineer that. You can put something between them. You can spread them out. There's a lot of things you can do to help ease that impact. That's a solution.
Informed decision on the data they give us.
And if the government wants to help, provide funding to allow business to adapt and stay open. That's where the government can help. Who's the government to say who's essential and tell a business it can't open anymore?
No,
that's what we call a taking. It's not legal. We'll take it to the courts and we'll win. We had a federal congressman today cite the Constitution.
You get your name and address to our office, I'm going to court with you.
You're filing a grievance with your federally elected congressman.
Because this kind of rally can't exist in communist China. It can't be done in North Korea. But this is not communist China. This is not North Korea. This is America, and you deserve the right to be heard. In fact, you don't deserve it. It is your right to be heard.
So I'm an independent. This is an apolitical movement. There are Trump supporters here. I would assume that there are Biden supporters here.
Since when in this country are you forbidden to criticize the government?
We're not.
I'm here today. If I get sick, it's on me. I made an informed decision. America is about self-accountability.
美国的新冠疫情对于食品分销系统产生了严重的冲击。美国的许多农场主不得不销毁农作物。不过，他们现在也在想办法把这些食物送到有需要的人手中。
农民们在生菜地里犁过，这些生菜本应送往餐馆，而现在餐馆要么已经关闭，要么只做外卖。这是美国各州州长下令为应对新冠疫情而采取的部分隔离措施。美国奶农们则销毁牛奶或者降低产量，原因是学校的午餐基本停止。School
shutdown is a big effect. The number one consumer of fluid milk in America is a school lunch program. So another hit on dairy there, and then also in produce as well. You know, you're talking 15, 25 million meals a week.
与此同时，农民因食品出口停止，收入也受损失。
Dairy products are exported to China, Mexico, the Southeast Pacific Rim. And as those Asian countries have had to react to their own quarantines, we've seen almost a complete stop at our ports.
除了这个问题之外，牛奶和农产品无法迅速转运。
Because we're processing a very perishable commodity, you have to take the milk directly from the farm to the processor with just a few short hours to spare. It has to be refrigerated. It has to be temperature controlled the entire time.
食品市场和许多农贸市场都在营业。生产和加工厂商表示，他们正努力把农产品送到需要的地方。
The farmers are looking for a place to send the food, trying to sell food, and then of course we see a 50% increase in people turning to food banks for assistance and simply not able to get the crops to them.
食品分销链的突然变化再次阻碍了相关的努力。在美国几个肉类加工厂发生重大新冠疫情后，联邦和州政府官员表示，他们正在努力确保食品供应安全。农民和其他企业主一样，已经获得了联邦政府的帮助来度过这场危机。
A thousand things have to go right, have a good year, and only one thing has to go wrong to have a back-breaking year or a bankruptcy year, and then that's the fear that this could be that one thing. No one anticipated this.
没有人知道美国和食品产业需要多长时间恢复正常。美国之音记者奥萨利文，洛杉矶报道。
今年的五月八日是第二次世界大战欧洲胜利日的75周年，我们跟随镜头一起去回顾历史。
美国参战三年后，欢欣鼓舞地迎来了欧洲战线的胜利。随着世界不断发现纳粹暴行的程度，太平洋地区继续跟日本进行激烈的战斗，冲突造成6000万人死亡。盟军的胜利来之不易，他的成功源于许多大大小小的决定。
A lot of decisions by individuals, individual presidents, individuals on battlefields, ship commanders.
纳粹主义的威胁促成了原本不太可能的盟友伙伴关系。
Talk about disparate, the America, Britain, the Soviet Union getting together to destroy.Germany and its minions in Europe, and eventually the Japanese Empire as well. It's a great example of how a coalition should work.
战后，欧洲从灰烬中崛起，得到了重建，部分源于美国马歇尔计划和渴望欧洲统一的新期盼。
And a lot of the transformations in Europe, the institutions that we see, came out of both the need to rebuild after World War II.And the sense that the Europeans no longer, after the war, felt like they could do it on their own. They had to have help.
对于许多人来说，美国成为了榜样。
Today, in the world of freedom, the proudest boast is, Ich bin ein Berliner.
美国提倡设立国际机构。
With things like the United Nations, with setting up, the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, and basically pegging the world economy to the U.S. dollar.
在新的冷战中，美国与苏联和共产党中国为敌，紧张局势加剧了。今天，随着新民族主义的兴起，许多国家正在转向各自的内部事务。
There's a question whether traditional American values like free trade are really working in our favor anymore.So there's definitely been a change in attitude from the generation in 1945.
随着美国制造业的大量流失和疫情大流行，这是一个重新评估的时期。
Now, when we don't have enough drugs being made here in the U.S., when we don't have enough masks, enough protective equipment, we're looking at it and realizing this is a lot like a wartime situation from a production standpoint.
在回顾欢庆和团结的纪念日时，现在所面对的重点已经是非常不同的挑战了。美国之音记者奥萨利文，洛杉矶报道。
新冠疫情的封锁措施，马拉松等许多比赛不得不取消。不过，这并不意味着参赛者们没有办法参加比赛，只不过程序变得更加复杂了。
尽管采取了严格的隔离措施，但热爱运动和跑步的人们找到了一种独特的竞争方式。仍有比赛要进行，但这是一项孤单的练习，有时是在跑步者的后院进行。当今在线比赛变得越来越流行，并且有许多平台允许跑步者报名。 画面上的这个就是其中之一。
A lot of races either turn themselves into virtual races or put out new events that are virtual right now, much more so than normal. And I think that the reason that's happening is that people are looking for ways to stay active, and they're looking for communities and a way to bring people together.
虚拟竞赛并不新鲜，它让参与者能够在方便的时间和地点进行一定距离的赛跑，然后分享结果，可以通过连接到 GPS 的特殊应用程序跟踪他们的进度。比赛完成以后，他们将结果发给竞赛组织者，竞赛组织者宣布获奖名单并颁发奖牌和赠品。波特·布拉滕在华盛顿州有12年上下的组织竞赛的经验。由于新冠病毒大流行而取消了赛跑和马拉松比赛，这时他决定将所有内容转换为在线空间。这就是他的慈善机构社交距离赛跑诞生的机缘。
For this race that we just closed registration for last night, we did a fundraiser for the Global Giving Coronavirus Relief Fund. So the total donation, which I just made this morning, was $18,400 for the Global Giving. So that's one purpose. Another thing we're doing is that we're taking some of the proceeds from the race and we're using them to do some grants for small businesses. So the runners are able to nominate a small business that they think needs some help.
麦克·沃迪安是不想放弃跑步激情的运动员之一，他赢得了隔离检疫后院超级赛，成为了65个国家和地区的2300名跑步者中的佼佼者。这位弗吉尼亚州阿灵顿市的居民连续跑了两天半，全长422公里，几乎就是绕着他的房子跑。
I have had the opportunity to, I think, run almost 500 races from, you know, 1 mile to, you know, 400 kilometers across the Gobi Desert, carrying all your stuff on your back.To races across the Sahara Desert in Africa, to marathons in the North Pole and Antarctica. And I'd say probably, you know, incredible events was this backyard ultra that I did about 50 feet from my house.
但是并非所有的运动员都是经验丰富的专业人士。一个名为健康儿童系列跑的非营利组织为2到14岁的年轻跑步者组织在线比赛。
And we attract kids that maybe are lacking some self-confidence or self-esteem or maybe a little overweight. And this program allows them to run their race and really experience success.
在线应用程序开发人员表示，多日竞赛最近变得越来越流行，无论竞技运动在疫情之前给人留下什么印象，现在它无疑正成为新的热潮。美国之音记者莫斯卡尔科夫华盛顿报道。
在美国大多数的州，新冠封锁仍在持续，夏威夷的一位市长想出了一个好办法，可以把他的社区团结在一起，我们一起去看一看。
夏威夷考爱岛市市长德里克·卡瓦卡米邀请您参加一个娱乐之夜。
It really started with my wife, who's she's a sixth grade middle school teacher, and her primary concern was that there's some kids out there where the safest place for them to be is at school.
Welcome to another stay home koi.
卡瓦卡米在每晚的新冠病毒宵禁期间感到无聊，因此开始制作社交媒体视频。
This is who I am as a person. I'm not your typical mayor.
So tonight, folks, we're doing a lava lamp.
他用自己动手的工艺纸牌魔术来吸引观众，并展示如何用旧的 T 恤衫改做口罩。他说，这可以平衡市长和普通人的生活。
Makes my heart smile that people accept me for who I am. And I think that's the message I'm getting out to people is that feel comfortable in your own skin, don't try to fit anybody's mold, and follow your own arrow.
这位42岁的市长说，他希望他的视频有助于打破隔离期间的烦闷，同时让社区民众团结在一起。
Mouth sounds tonight, folks. Nah, just kidding.
美国之音阿拉巴萨迪华盛顿报道。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们明天节目再见。